See if anybody's been listening or not. What is our title for tonight? What we're thinking about in our family service title? Harvest and faithfulness and God's provision. As David said in there, one of the names of God is Jehovah Jireh, God the provider. Easy way to remind you because it rhymes. What I'd like us to look at is from Matthew chapter 6. And you'll know this very well. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 33. I'll just read you this. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than them? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is here and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, or you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries of its own. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Who said these words? Jesus. These words are Jesus, so I'm not saying the rest of the words in the Bible are not important, but when Jesus speaks, then we need to listen and understand to what he's saying, don't we? And here Jesus talks about not only our worries, but also our need for provision from God and the way that God does it. Now, when we think about harvest time, it used to be a real time of giving thanks for God, for God's earth and the things that are in it, God's provision of food and all sorts of things. And I'm sure if you think back when you used to go to Sunday school when you were younger, harvest used to be quite a big thing, didn't it? They all used to bring fruit or vegetables and put them all on a big table at the front and sing like one of the four major harvest hymns, And we would sing those through the service and then give the food out to people or take it ourselves or whatever. And that was sort of traditional, wasn't it? God's provision for us is about more than just food, isn't it? One of the things what the Americans are quite big on is Thanksgiving. And if you watch American films and comedies or things, they talk about Thanksgiving quite a lot. They have a national holiday at Thanksgiving. Everyone gives thanks, except the poor old Thanksgiving turkey. Who knows it's D-Day. But it's a big thing for them, isn't it? They're all more than it is for us, really. That they make more of it. But as I said, God's provision is about more than food. In him is everything that we need. His provision is more than just food. Some of the things are mentioned in this reading. In Philippians 4, verse 19, it says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So there it says God will supply all our needs from his glory, from his riches. Now, if I look back at verse 25, the first few words, it says, I say to you, do not worry. Do not worry. Have you ever heard anybody say this? Don't worry, I'll sort this out. I can sort this out. And then sort of disaster quickly ensues, doesn't it, and follows, and everything goes wrong, and you think, probably not the person to put my trust in. But when Jesus says, do not worry, he has the power and the knowledge and the resources and everything that he needs to help us get rid of our worries. First of all, in verse 26 and 28 and 29, Jesus reminds us that God's provision and power is seen in how he upholds nature and creation. First of all, in verse 26, it says, look at the birds. They don't build barns. They don't plant fields. You know, they don't do anything in that way. And yet God looks after them. God feeds them. Look at the flowers, beautifully clothed. And it says, even Solomon in all his finery did not look as well dressed as a simple flower. We all know that Solomon was probably the richest king that has ever lived. Even now, comparing the kings now, he could have anything. He could have a robe made out of pure gold. But yet, it says that the simplest flower that God made is better clad than even him. Why is the simplest flower better? Well, because God, Jehovah Jireh, the provider, takes care of the needs of all nature. And who could make a more beautiful clothing than God? What is more beautiful than the clothing of righteousness? In verse 27 comes a question. Which of you by worrying can add 1 inch to his stature? It doesn't say inch, does it? In most it says cubits, but it doesn't matter what the measurement is, because you can't add anything to your stature, can you, by worrying? You can't make yourself bigger. You can't put a pound into your pocket by worrying. You can't solve any problem or question by worrying. What often happens is worrying makes it worse. Starts thinking of all sorts of permutations of what could happen and what might happen, and sometimes it never does and sometimes it does. But I worry about all sorts of things myself. Maybe I don't show it, but I do. I'm quite a bit of a worrier at times. What basis does Jesus give for me and for you not to worry? Because he's the provider. Well, from verse 26, at the end of verse 26, it talks about the birds of the air not having barns and things, and then it says, your heavenly Father feeds them. And then it comes with the bombshell, are you not more valuable than them? One thing, we are valuable to God. You are valuable to God. That is why he's going to provide for us. That's why we're not going to be in need. In verse 30, at the end of it, it says, how much more will he clothe you, or you of little faith? More than just the things that we wear on our bodies, but he clothes us with righteousness. He clothes us with his glory, doesn't it, in his Bible? All sorts of things that God clothes us with. In verse 32 it says, for all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. So even before we ask, and before even sometimes we know we need these things, our heavenly Father knows that we need them. Because he is God, Jehovah Jireh, is our provider. The amazing thing is that he not only knows what we need, but he does something about it. It's a different thing putting something into action than just knowing about it, isn't it? Jesus, one of the names of God is, I am. I am Jireh, provider. I am provider. If you think about yourself, and I think about myself, we as human beings are needy people, aren't we? We take a lot more looking after, for instance, than for God, than the birds do. We take a lot more looking after, even, than creation. You know, he's got to be listening to our every single, he's listening to every person in the universe, isn't he, in the world. You know, our prayers and the things that we're doing, he's watching and seeing. You don't have to do that for birds. I mean, he probably does and could if he wanted to. But we take more looking after than all of creation put together. But Jesus assures us here that God knows and cares about us, and we are valuable to him. In verse 34, which is the last one already, it says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. In other words, we have to live for the day and take it a day at a time with God. That's how God is asking us to do it. And as we trust in him, he will supply all our needs for that day. Notice, and you've probably heard sermons on this, it doesn't say he will supply all our wants. Because there's a lot of things that I want, but God probably won't supply them. He says he will supply all our needs, the things that we need to survive, the things that will make us more like him, the things that are good for us. Because he is Jehovah Jireh. Because he is God, provider. Because he is Father, carer. Let me just read you what the word used for worry is in verse 25. The word there means to divide into parts. The word suggests a distraction, a preoccupation with things causing anxiety, stress, and pressure. Jesus speaks against worry and anxiety because of the watchful care of a heavenly Father who is ever mindful of our daily needs. So there it puts worry as a distraction from knowing that God is caring for us. God knows and provides and wants us to trust and have faith in Him. And as we see God provide, it should cause us to be thankful, thanksgiving, more than just for food and clothing, but for everything He does for us. Just as the seasons continue and as harvest continues every year, so God's faithfulness and provision will continue until God calls us home. Amen.